Say this with me. Father, I don't know what's hindering, keeping you from doing all you want to through this vessel. But Father, I do promise you, I will spend time with the Holy Spirit. I will spend time in the Word of God. I will spend time in fasting. And I will spend time in worship. But as the Spirit of Truth reveals to me, any stronghold I have that's hindering you, Lord, I promise, I will not ignore it. And with your help, with your grace, with your power, I will serve you. And you can have your way through me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Straight up 8 o'clock. How about that? Kandala mekwe karasindere. Brando, we have people. Let's worship a little bit. Let's just worship. I don't think he's through yet. You know the blood never loses its power. Did you know the blood is still on the mercy seat in heaven? Now, I'm not going to have a line for this because the Lord's not wanting me to do it, because there's as many watching that need this as may be in this room. I'm not even going to ask for a show of hands. But if you've been involved, if you have backslid or been involved in sin, real sin. You know what I mean? Maybe you don't know what I mean. Adultery, fornication, drug use, alcohol use, gambling, lesser things, but deadly things. Unforgiveness, bitterness, strife. He's mentioned backbiting. Right where you are, let's all just bow our heads for a moment. Just bow your head. Now, you don't have to say it out loud. The Lord knows what it is, and you know what it is. But 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, and that means repent of them too, He is faithful and just, not only to forgive us, but to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, what that means is, the moment you walk away, once you confess and once you ask Him for the blood again to wash you free, wash you again. When you walk away, if all unrighteousness has been washed away, you walk away from there, white as snow, completely forgiven. It drives the devil crazy because he has nothing now to accuse you with. So let's just all say this so we don't say it at home. Listen, I don't care. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care what you've done. No, he has not given up on you. No, it's not too late. Just say this, Father, I have sinned. You know what it is. I know what it is. I confess it before you. I'm not making excuses. I sinned, Lord. Lord, I repent. I turn away from that. I turn back to the highway of righteousness. Father, I'm asking you for the blood of Jesus. Father, forgive me based on the blood shed by Jesus Christ. Wash me in his blood again, that I be white as snow. Restore my conscience to me. Now here's the hard part. Father, I believe you. I believe the blood has that power. I believe you heard and answered this prayer. And I will walk as your son and or daughter. I will walk as your child in the earth. Lord, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done through me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now just, I can't help it. This is the prayer center. Is there anybody here that cannot speak with other tongues? And you'd like to speak with other tongues? Surveying the room. Or maybe you spoke in tongues a long time ago. Yes, sir. No, got to end. Okay. This is a no-line night. How do you know? I just heard him say, this is a no-line night. Listen, it is possible to get out of the practice of praying in other tongues to the point you think you can't do it anymore. But my Bible says and your Bible says the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. It also says that when he said, I'm going to send you the Spirit of Truth, the Comforter, to abide with you. How long? Forever. He told me one time, he says, don't think that I will abandon you. I have seen you on your worst days, and I love you still. All he wants is for us to repent. Just like any family, all the parents want is for the kids to repent and come back. Well, if you've gotten out of the practice of speaking in other tongues, if you ever did, you still can. Now, you may have to prime the boil. You may have to prime the pump a little bit. Remember, he's not going to take your lips and make them move. He doesn't work that way. They were filled and began to speak. Who began to speak? They began to speak as the Spirit gave the utterance. He supplies the syllables, but you supply the voice. So I know there's got to be somebody, for him to do that, there's somebody here in that condition, somebody watching in that condition for their benefit. Let's just all pray in the Spirit just for a little bit. And wherever you are, I don't care if it's been 10 years since you said a syllable in other tongues, you can start again because he did not take that away from you. Holy Ghost is still in you. See, this is a believer's meeting. This is okay. I already asked first if there was nobody that wasn't filled. They're not. Everybody here has been filled. It'll help you if you can. The louder you can pray for your own benefit, the better off you'll be. Get reaccustomed to it. Shandara bako sandale breko. Frandala meke kayandeta lebreko mekwai. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. This spake he of the Holy Ghost. Shandala braco maqua cerebreco brica mi catara la cariato. Sendele mi ke cayandora mato. Louder you can do it, the better off you'll be. Shandala, it's for your benefit, not his. Kondala braco mari andatara. Hear yourself speaking in tongues. Kondara bique cayandatara bretoriste. Shandala meque cayandora brico malacari andate. Frandola meque cayandori andara da batianda. Frora marandaro co qui a seda leque cayandara da. Freto reco ricche maqua sondare brico lequara macubasto sindele brico mai quai caiondata le brico mai horri andare bacuri andora li quai andare mato sondele meche caiondora. I will sing with the spirit and I will sing with the understanding. Sondele meque caiondora le fondele me lo chi ande. You do it so they don't have to hear me. Prandara maquai, prandara mikai. Just up to me, we could just do that for another hour or two. Oh, listen, another way you humble yourself. Quit trying to figure it all out, people. Just pray it out. We didn't teach on that tonight, but you know, Romans 8, 26, 27. When we don't know what to pray as we ought, and that's a lot of times we don't know. The Holy Spirit, He makes intercession for us with groanings that can't be uttered. You don't even know what to pray. But you need to know this, that the Holy Spirit, He makes intercession for you according to the will of God. There's no such thing as a wasted hour praying in other tongues. He's not going to waste your time. He knows the plan. Just like Jesus knew the plan, Holy Spirit knows the plan. Don't try and figure it out. Humble yourself. Just pray it out, and He'll get it across to you. Father, I thank You for everything You've done in Jesus' name, Lord. Thank You for this wonderful family reunion. Thank You that we get to get together like this and rejoice. Thank You that America is still free, where we can meet like this without fear, without danger, Lord. Thank You, our churches are open. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen.